program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Talking about stupid.
You are listening to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, and it really does sound a lot better when you're about up here.
The Lymph Node Edition.
I'm Doc.
I'm Bugsy, and with one whole ear of your mind.
Hello, I'm Ted Mann, and this is totally, completely stupid.
And tonight we are going to be talking about stupid.
We're feeling pretty stupid. It's a good thing, I think, to be stupid a little.
No brains allowed today.
So we brought Ted Man.
The stupidest. I'm going to say the stupidest person I think I've ever met was David Carradine.
Did you meet him?
Yes.
Why was he so damn stupid?
He kept charging me for wanting to even get a little picture of him with at Dragon Con. Now, is that stupid or what? This is a post-9/11 world. We don't have money anymore.
Sounds kind of crazy smart, Ted Man.
Did you whip his lisping ass?
I should've.
You were paying this guy for autographs. And what did he do? Kung Fu and Kill Bill? Really, Tim. And maybe Death Race 2000.
Need I say more?
Tonight we're going to be delving into the theme of stupidity, and we will do our best to be stupid for you.
Summer is a very stupid time. Pink Jeeps. No shirts.
Stupid is good. Tonight it is, anyway. And I'd do it again. If he comes back this year, I will get an autograph. I will actually give him money. And that will be very, very, very stupid. Because he has more money than I could ever hope to have. Stupidest person I've ever met. Somebody who demands money out of his unemployed or lowly employed fans in a post-9/11 world where there's hardly any whole lot of money going on anymore. I mean, doesn't the guy have enough? Might as well ask Gene Simmons for a...
as well.
And now this.
Are we not men? We are people.
Just like you.
Are we not men? We are people.
Okay.
Now I'll go into my song. Okay. Now wait a minute. Oh, well, you got to have interruption. Wait a minute.
Let's see. Two-part pickup.
Okay, I'll stop. Yeah, we know the washing machine blew up.
The washing machine just blew up.
Big deal.
people like to watch stupid people overcome their obstacles. It makes them feel better. That's why you get myths from the Grimm brothers for like stupid characters that end up with the princess's hand and things at the end.
People are kind of brutal. We like to see stupid people fail and punished. There's a sadistic, a real sadistic streak to people.
They always overcome their obstacles in Hollywood, at least.
I think reality TV is better because they fail and they go away failures.
The people?
Yes.
The stupid people?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
We have sort of a cult of stupidity, Forrest Gump.
Stupid is as stupid does.
Stupid is good. This idea of, like, the divine idiot, and if someone's stupid, they can't be corrupt.
Isn't Bob the divine idiot?
He's not innocent at all. He's the corrupt divine idiot, and he's more oblivious than stupid.
But he's also corruptive because he's corrupted a whole church of people. I don't even have $30 to give him either.
And that's why you're of no use to him. In the age of information, when everything is about what you know, when you know it, when even deep throat is no longer a secret, it is courageous. It is laudable for those few who cast away intelligence and dare to be stupid.
You gotta count the chickens before they hatch. You better
squeeze all the chubbies you can. Because the ripple's all around. Stick your head in the microwave and get yourself a tan.
Talk with your mouth full. Bite. I had to feed you. Bite. All more than you can chew. What can you do? Gotta be stupid, take somebody Nichols. Look, but that's a good bird. Get your mother working out. I'll tell you how. You can do it, stupid. You can turn the other cheek. You can just give up the ship. You can eat a bunch of turkey, then I get delivered. Gotta be stupid. Gotta be stupid.
It's so easy to do.
Gotta be stupid.
I'm waiting for you.
Let's go! Da 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 with your mouth full, bite, and feed
Stupidity is a devotion to mental entropy, to not changing anything, to keeping the mind static. Death is the ultimate static experience. Everything dies. There's no organization. Stupidity equals death.
Ignorance is best you know it's true. 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 What's happening to our society? Disintegration of humanity. Destruction of the environment. Damn that condemnation up your ass! Is it going anywhere? Is it going anywhere?
Blah 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 blah, rocket is stupid. Blah blah blah, politicians confuse you.
What's good for them now ain't good for you. But there is nothing that you can do.
I'm alive! I'm alive! I'm alive! Yeah! I'm alive! I'm alive! I'm alive!
Ignorance is best just look at you! Ignorance is best just look at you!
So ignorance is bliss, they say.
Yeah, and it's much different than stupidity. Ignorance is by choice. Ignorance can be cured. If you don't know ish, then you can learn ish. But if you're stupid, you're just a stupid head.
They also say that ignorance
equals
bias and racial discrimination and stuff.
Sometimes wars.
Yeah, really? Like sand people? Like in Star Wars where Anakin goes and wipes out all those women and children?
Yes, where he wipes out all the Tusken Raiders.
Yeah, you know, they said that in the Star Wars prequels, at least this last one, there was a lot of Bushisms, like if you're not with me, you're against me.
Yes.
And if anyone who, the only people who deal in absolutes, like, you know, good versus evil,
are
usually
Sith Lords. Evil.
Bush says that a lot, and I kind of think that Bush is not the brightest president we've had in office.
But I'm sure the Republic and the Sith can all say nuclear. Yes.
I got a new cooler for my beers. I'm going to have a hell of a kegger.
I'm not the cool uncle who will buy you the keg. I'm your drunk father who will slap you and grab your girlfriend's ass.
The right wing are known for their stupidity.
The right wing certainly flaunt their stupidity.
You're either with me or against me.
Conservatism has nothing to do with what wing you're on, by the way. The right wing, the reactionaries, have always hated school and education.
But no child left behind.
That's a threat.
Screw science, because that's got evolution.
No child will be left behind. We'll burn everybody.
Product of capitalism. Bird brain, chief bureaucrat of Russia, yawning. Bird brain ran FBI 30 years, appointed by FDR, and never chased Cosa Nostra. Bird brain. portion of wheat to be burned. Keep prices up on the world markets. Bird Brain lends money to developing nation police states through the World Bank. Bird Brain offers brain transplants in Switzerland. Bird Brain wakes up in the middle of the night and arranges his sheets. I am Bird Brain. I rule Russia, Yugoslavia, England, Poland, Argentina, United States, El Salvador. Bird Brain multiplies in Russia, China, and the United States. Bird Brain inhabits Stalin's corpse inside the Kremlin wall. Bird Brain dictates petrochemical agriculture in Afric desert regions. Bird Brain lowers North California's water table, sucking it up for Orange County agribusiness banks. Bird Brain clubs baby harp seals and wears their coats to Paris. Bird Brain runs the Pentagon, his brother runs the CIA, fat ass bucks. Bird Brain writes and edits Time, Newsweek, Wall Street Journal, Pravda, Izvestia. Bird Brain is premier, premier, commissar, chairman, commissar, senator, chairman. Bird Brain prepares Wonder Bread with refined white flour. Bird Brain sold slaves, sugar, tobacco, alcohol. Bird Brain sent 20 million intellectuals and Jews to Siberia. 15 million never got back to the Straight Door Cafe. Wore a mustache and ran Germany on amphetamines the last year of World War II. Bird Brain conceived the final solution to the Jewish problem of Europe. Bird Brain carried it out in gas chambers. Bird Brain borrowed Lucky Luciano, the mafia, from jail to secure Sicily for U.S. Bird Brain against the Reds. Manufactured guns in the Holy Land and sold them to white boys in South Africa. Bird Brain supplied helicopters to Central American generals to kill a lot of restless Indians, encourage a favorable business climate. He began a war of terror against Israeli Jews. Sent Zionist planes to shoot Palestinian huts near Beirut. Bird Brain outlawed opiates on the world market. Bird Brain formed the black market in opium. Bird Brain's father shot Skag in the hallways of the Lower East Side of New York. Organized Operation Condor to spray poison fumes on the marijuana fields of Sonora. Bird Brain got sick in Harvard Square from smoking Mexican grass. Bird Brain arrived in Europe to conquer cockroaches with propaganda. Bird Brain became a great international poet and went around the world praising the glories of Bird Brain. I declare Bird Brain to be victor in the poetry contest. He built the World Trade Center on New York Harbor without regard where the toilets emptied. He began jumping down the Amazon rainforest to build a wood pulp factory on the riverbank. Bird Brain in Iraq attacked Bird Brain in Iran. Bird Brain in Belfast throws bombs at his mother's ass. Bird Brain wrote Das Kapital, authored the Bible, penned the Wealth of Nations. Bird Brain's humanity, he built the Rainbow Room on top of Rockefeller Center so we could dance. He invented the theory of relativity so Rockwell Corporation could make neutron bombs at Rocky Flats in Colorado. Bird Brain's gonna see how long he can go without coming. Bird Brain. Bert Brain thinks his dong will grow big that way.
Bert Brain found out he was a Buddha by meditating.
Bert Brain's afraid he's gonna blow up the planet, so he built this rocket to get away. So he sang this song to be immortal.
Some people don't like you to talk about those things. I know that. Some people don't like you to mention certain things. Some people don't want you to say this. Some people don't want you to say that. Some people think if you mention some things, they might happen. Some people are really stupid. Did you ever notice that? How many really stupid people you run into during the day? God damn, there's a lot of stupid bastards walking around. Carry a little pad and pencil with you. You wind up with 30 or 40 names by the end of the day. Look at it this way. Think of how stupid the average person is, and then realize half of them are stupider than that. And it doesn't take you very long to spot one of them, does it? Take you about 8 seconds. You'll be listening to some guy. You say, this guy is stupid. Then there are some people, they're not stupid, they're full of shit. That doesn't take very long to spot either, does it? Take you about the same amount of time. You'll be listening to some guy and say, well, he's fairly intelligent. He's full of shit. Then there are some people, they're not stupid, they're not full of shit, they're off nuts! Dan Quayle is all three! All three! And where did he get that wife of his? Have you taken a good look at that Marilyn Quayle? Where did he get her, at a Halloween party or something? She looks like Prince Charles, for Christ's sakes! Let me ask you something. Does he actually have to off that woman? Huh? God help him. I wouldn't off her with a stolen kid. That's my political humor. People like it when you're topical.
they're trying to do to stem the words, yeah. How far can they push you? Tipping the scales, changing the balance. I know it through them, I can see what happens. Do this, do that, oh, I'll say yes, say fool and stupid now. Don't read the papers, don't watch the TV, don't let them tell you what you wanna be. Tipping the scales, changing the balance. I'm not really grueling, I can see what happens. Read this, watch that, oh, I'll pay this fool. Fool is stupid now. It's hardly subliminal, if we're not intellectual. And while we're lapping it up, they're just laughing at us all. We're hardly invisible, they think we're safely controllable. A spanner in the works against the grain until it hurts. Do that, oh, I'll say yes, say fool is stupid now. Read this, watch that, oh, I'll pay this fool. Fool is stupid now. Do this, do that, oh, I'll say yes, say fool is stupid now.
We're entering an age of dark magic. More people believe in magic now than believe in science. And that's stupid right there.
Stephen Hawking is a cyborg.
He doesn't tolerate stupidity.
No, he doesn't have to. He's got a taser built into his little chair.
That's right. And a tough-talking computer voice. Yeah.
I'm a disciple of science. I know the universe is in full compliance with natural laws, but many place reliance on the pseudoscience of quacks and morons and fools because their education's deficient. They put faith in omniscient. They believe beings who control their fate, but the hawk ain't with it. Take it, their holy writ ain't the least bit legit. It's a bunch of bitch hopes. They need to read a book that's not so damn bold. Let reason take hold. The truth to be told, they're probably already too far gone. Withdrawn, the conclusion foregone. But maybe there is still hope for the young if they reject the dumb beings lung from the tongues of the ignorant fools who call themselves teachers and listen instead to their science teachers. Upon blind faith, they place reliance. What we need more of is science. On blind faith, they place reliance. What we need more of is science. On blind faith, they place reliance. What we need more of is science. On blind faith, they place reliance. What we need more of is science. Yeah, that's right. Fundamentalist fools, eh? Screw the whole lot of them. Look, I ain't Thomas Dolby. Science doesn't blind me. Think you're smart? Form a line behind me. You won't find me. Truth to tell, to be a man who suffers fools very well. Why the opposite impact? Ain't got time to interact with crystal-wearing freaks in need of a snack. New age motherfucker, don't get me started. Made more sense than him the last time I farted. Not to put too fine a point upon it, but the whole new age movement is full of bitch. Please allow me to elaborate, explicate, expatiate, from astral projection to zygomancy. It's a mishmash of idiocy. Instead of the archaic worship of seasons, they should explore logic and reason. Upon blind faith, they place reliance. What we need more of is science. On blind faith, they place reliance. What we need more of is science. On blind faith, they place reliance. What we need more of is science. On blind faith, they place reliance. What we need more of is science. Cuffy New Agers, is there any amount of bullshit they won't swallow? It's 2003, goddammit. When are these morons gonna join us in the 21st century?
stupid.
Stupid! Stupid, beefwit, idiot, prodigy, gnat, brain, metal midget, umpchay, numbskull, addlepate, lunghead, knothead, dumb cluck, dumb bunny, dumbbell, doom cough. Bird brain, blubber brain, rattle brain, feather brain, lame brain, half-wit, dim-wit, nit-wit. Cretan, ignoramus, lummox, low-brow, imbecile, moron, subnormal, dullard, nincompoop, palooka, blithering idiot, deadhead, blockhead, bonehead, flathead, fathead, chowderhead, chucklehead, chump, boop, goof, oaflout, dolt, plod, dunce, dope, dud, dotish, motion, hook, stoop, simp. Jingle brains. Sawdust between the ears. Dead from the neck up. Not playing with a full deck. Brick shy of a load. Operating with a skeleton crew of thoughts. The sap in the family tree. Reminds me of Paul Revere's ride. A little light in the belfry. Stupid! Stupid, slow, dull, obtuse, dense, dunsical, inane, benumbed, opaque, purblind, lumpish, bovine, brutish, vapid, vacuous, vacant, fatuous, defective, dizzy, half-baked, scatterbrained, hammerheaded, feeble-minded, in the dark, at sea, out of it. Instructed, untutored, unversed, uninitiated, uncultivated, unenlightened.
Baby, you're so stupid, you don't know that I lied. It's not my car. Remember that night you died, 'cause you're so stupid. You'll take my wiener, and you'll lend me your money, and you'll feed me your food, and you'll tell me I'm funny, and you won't know when I'm rude, 'cause you are a dumb, 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 dumb girl.
Fight.
of you.
Ew. That's stupid. You're stupid. This show is stupid. Radio is stupid.
Why did we do this show again? We're not accusing our listeners of being stupid. We're not accusing ourselves of being stupid. We're just saying.
That's why
we are!
That's why we did this show. We're stupid. We couldn't come up with something highbrow. We opted for lowbrow.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to Bob Slack Time Funhouse, the Lymphone Institute edition. You can hear more at WRAK.org, I swear.
It would be real stupid of us not to tell you what the difference is between a sub-genius and stupid.
Well, assuming a sub-genius got the word genius in the name, so there's a little bit of smarts.
You would think that. The word has as many meanings as there are sub-geniuses, but stupid is not one of those meanings, unless it's a stupid sub-genius.
What about impudent?
Impudent. A sub-genius can be someone who is so dumb that they wrap around the scale of stupidity to come out on top as a genius, or someone who's so smart that they wrap around the top of the spectrum and come out the bottom as a moron.
Seemingly.
Or it can be a genius of the sub world, the under things.
Either way, Bob hates you.
Bob loves you.
Bob hates me and loves me too.
Just because you're a subgenius doesn't mean you're stupid, but it doesn't mean you're not either.
Praise Bob!
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at
P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.
If you like us, like we like you, lymphnode.net,
or write to us at
P.O. Box
670-541 Marietta,
Georgia
30066-0126.
We have utilized the following to try to make you feel less stupid about still being on the planet. You heard some Weatherman from the Wills of Phone Stupid Show. Chumbawamba performed I'm With Stupid. The Lymph Node Institute performed Dare to Be Stupid. Devo performed 37. Tedman covered The Ramones, Ignorance is Bliss. You heard Allen Ginsberg performing Bird Brain. Hostile Amish with an O ripped out Young, White, and Stupid. George Carlin told you that some people are stupid. Cheapskate UK performed Fool the Stupid. MC Hawking filled you in on More Science. David Jaggard performed Stupid on the piano. Dr. Bugsy dropped in a little song about a dumb girl. And The Sweetheart Contract performed Only Stupid People Love You. And so, to build you back up again, and because we like 'em, Devo performing Smart Patrol and Mr. DNA, followed by the four, count 'em, four new sub-genius promos.
Thank you.
guns. The mob rules.
Afford to ignore this promo. Individually, each of us is buffeted by social tidal waves.
Generally powerless except to create peaceful temporary islands of slack with his or her own self, kin, or buddies.
But as one group, collectively acting and moving like one relentless hydra whose parts are not the same,
encircling the world in a monstrous belt of unpredictability,
the world's sub-genie will be immune to the false slack of the pink boys and shall overcome the conspiracy.
Our brains are too well-worn, too smudged, and too stained to be completely washed by their insidious
mind-cleaning techniques. We don't worry about the conspiracy driving us crazy because we already are crazy.
We don't worry about the new depression reducing us to barbarism.
Subgeniuses are barbarians.
We seek something better, something for nothing.
Something like Bob's Slacktime Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m. right here on WREK Atlanta.
Oh yeah, the slack killed my baby. Oh, she cold on a slab, and I don't mean maybe. Covered her with honey on a fire ant hill. Made her drown, cause she don't have no gills. Oh, that's that hour slack. They said they were fighting a conspiracy when they beheaded my baby on live TV. Crushed her under an iron ore load and dumped her body on a country road. They carved a water pipe from her little skull, made her blow up like an Alka-Seltzer seagull, if you know what I mean there. You ought to know by now that the hour slack killed my baby. Every Saturday night at midnight right here on WREK Atlanta.
Ladies and gentlemen, suppose I come right out with it and admit to you now that my old Martian hoax on the radio was, well, not exactly a hoax. That there were secret sponsors of that broadcast who were, in fact, some rather influential beings from outer space. You smile.
10 seconds more, Orson.
I think they're smiling, Gary, and I'd just like to remind them that it is since that broadcast that there have been in this country alone more than 100,000 authenticated sightings. You still think it's a joke? Good. That's the way we want you to feel about it. For now.
Keep laughing with Bob Slacktime Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m., Gary.
We'd like to make this little commercial message as modest as possible, so we'll just say that critics all over the world have called it a masterpiece.
Why trust Bob? Why trust the Church of the Subgenius? There are indeed many false Bobs, many false yous, and many dangerous false subgenius churches. The fact that you have to question even Bob is the surest sign that the judgment is at hand. To an ascended being, the human race is like a dog that has been hit by a car, writhing beside the highway in excruciating pain. One can go to a lot of trouble taking that dog to a vet, or one can leave it to die. Or one can put it out of its misery immediately simply by backing over it. Or one might take it home and eat it. Soon, the ascended beings will make that choice. Make their decision that much easier by listening to The Hour of Slack every Saturday night at midnight right here on WREK Atlanta, keeping the apocalypse at bay for, about 50 years now. You're welcome.